Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Welcome to our Adivas for our Slovenia festival, and many thanks for Ananta Prabhu for inviting us here, and Sri Panchatattva are inviting us. You see how they have their hands raised. School's out.
Yeah.
No more Ashtanga Yoga, no more punctilious deity worship, no more elaborate jugga. School is out. Just chant Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
The first time I ever heard the word Adivas was in connection with the installation of Mahapanchatattva in Sridhar Mayapur. How many have been to Sridhar Mayapur? Have you been? Yeah? Big deities, huh? Very big. Yeah, I think they need ladders to dress the deities. They're so big. So I will never forget, in 2004, when those deities appeared at Adivas, I looked up Adivas. It says, to live in. So just as Sri Panchatattva are inviting us to live with them, in the eternal world. So Adivas means we're inviting them to live with us in this festival, and surely they will if we immerse ourselves in their glories. As Dinabandhu Prabhu recently shared with us in Sweden, at the Sweden Bhakti Sangam Festival, in Padma Purana, the Lord says, Nahang tishtami vaikunte. The Lord says something amazing. He says, I am not in Vaikuntha. What? We know the Lord lives in Vaikuntha from the scriptures, right? He's there. And so many anecdotes and pastimes. Right? But he says in this verse, I am not in Vaikuntha. Because he wants to make a special point. Yoginam Hridayeshuva. Nor am I in the hearts of the yogis. What? We always hear he's in the hearts of everyone, and especially the yogis can access that Lord in the heart. And that's how they're able to, for example, transfer themselves from Gangotri, you know, the source of the Ganga, all the way down to Prayag in a blink. Because they please that Lord in the heart. And the Lord in the heart, he's within every atom. And he has all access to all points in space. So when he's pleased with the yogi, he can give that yogi access to any point in space he wants. And so they're able to dip in the Ganga in Haridwar and come up in Prayag. But he says in this verse, Yoginam Hridayeshuva, nor am I in the hearts of the yogis. This is Krishna, yeah? He's always speaking in these riddles to our dualistic minds. Just like he says in Isa Upanishad, Tadejati, the Supreme Lord walks, or the pure devotee says, Tanayjati, and he does not walk. So the mind says, well, what is it? Does he walk or doesn't he walk? Tadure, he's very far away. Tadvantike, and he's very near as well. Tadantarasya sarvasya, he's within everything. Tadu sarvasyasya bahyataham, and again he's outside of everything. So this is Krishna. He's everywhere. Dinabandhu Prabhu was also sharing about Brahmandagat, where Krishna was accused of eating dirt. Did he actually eat dirt? No, I don't think anybody.
Well, there's a controversy. Balaram says yes, and Krishna said that, you know, their side lost, and they're just making false accusations to get me in trouble.
Right. They're sore losers.
So you have to decide which side you're on.
Yeah. So Dashodamayi said, okay, we're going to solve this once and for all. Krishna, you open your mouth. And what did she see? Raise your hand. Do you know what she saw? Yeah, she saw the whole universe, and then what did she see? She saw herself. So, wait a minute. Is it, I'm outside and I'm looking in, but there I am inside. Is it, what's going on here? So that Vatsalya Bhava was a little disturbed by awe and reverence. Krishna didn't like that, so he immediately covered over. And then one recording, Prabhupada says, Yashoda Mai, he said, okay, don't eat dirt anymore. Close your mouth. So, this is Krishna. He's absolute. He's perfect. He's complete. He's everywhere. He's within. He's without. But when we hear different statements, we can't make sense of them because our little minds can't comprehend Krishna. So what are the Padma Purana verse? It says, Tatra Gayanti Narada. Here's where I am. I'm wherever my pure devotees are praising my name, fame, core qualities, pastimes. Wherever my pure devotees are chanting my holy names. So this is Adivas. It's the eve of the festival and we're getting in the mood. It's like we read in Ekadashi, there's Dashami, and Dashami means you start to get in the mood of increasing your hearing and chanting. So, yeah, I'll never forget that Adivas in 2004. Was anybody there? Were you there? I guess you were in brunch. So, were you there? Yeah. So, it was Saturday night, I believe. It was a Saturday evening, I think. And the Adivas was the curtains were going to part, and the Mahapanchatat were going to, first things they see were going to be auspicious beings, virgin girls and Tulsi, and there was a calf on the stage, and yeah. But the curtains were supposed to part at 5 p.m. Well, those curtains didn't part at 5 p.m. They didn't part at 5:15 or 5:30. And meanwhile, on this corner stage, all these kirtaniyas, you know, like Bibi Govinda Maharaj and Naranjan Swami and Indrajumya Swami, they're taking turns. The suspense is building, right? Building, building, building. And then it would just sort of ebb and flow. We would expect, you know, we'd see a little rustle in the curtains. We'd say, okay, and it would build up, but no parting of the curtains. 5:30. 5:45, 6, 6:15, 6:30. We're like, we're getting exhausted just doing the kirtan. 6:45, finally, a conch goes off at 7. And the curtains parted. And I'll never forget the sound. The sound that happened when those curtains parted and those deities, those Yuga Mortis, you realize Lord Chaitanya, when you see those deities, the Yuga Avatar, these are the Yuga Vigrahas. when those curtains parted, it sounded like the whole universe roared. Literally, it was a deafening roar. It was disproportionate to the known laws of physics in that room. It was more than the people in the room, although there were a lot of people in that room. As you can imagine, it was a universal roar. And we all bowed down and we got our first darshan of the deities. Yeah. So this is an Adivas for a multi-event festival. Tomorrow we're going to start with Balaram Purnima. And we're going to go into Janmashtami and Vyasa Puja. And in the meantime, we're going to have many talks and seminars and trips and Harinams. So it's a real opportunity to increase our immersion in Lord Krishna. See if I wrote down anything else. Yeah. Yes. Well, as I said to Dinabandhu Prabhu, I'm just going to turn the mic over to him. Because if anybody was in the class this morning, you might have noticed, for example, when he referred to Lord Balaram, I never heard of these names that Prabhu is mentioning for Krishna and Balaram. Balaram, he calls him Baldo, or sometimes just
Baldao,
or sometimes just Dao. Right? I mean, not only is Prabhu on a first name basis with the Lord, but he's on a nickname basis. Did you ever hear such a thing? So let's hear what this president of Vrindavan is going to share with us about this Adivas, and especially the Adivas immediately of Balaram Purnima, Dinabandhu Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Didati Svapadandigam Adadanaschanandantai Vidam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupapadam Bhujo Dulisyam Janmajanmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sri Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vebhya Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
So, Prabhupada was talking about the different names for Balaram. So, little brother means Kaneya. As I'm sure you've all heard the word Krishna, Kaneya. And older brother means Dao. So in Braj, everybody refers to Balaram as Daoji.
Balaji Daoji Maharaj ki.
I did that one time in Alachua. And there was a young girl there named Bhakti Lata who sings very beautifully. And she'd never been to Vrindavan. And that Daoji Maharaj ki jai, she said, I have to find out what this Vrindavan is all about. And she came to Vrindavan, and at first she was a little disappointed. Because we expect to see forests, just like we went to your, what is the name of this park?
Tivoli.
Tivoli Park. So beautiful, so green. And we come to Vrindavan, especially nowadays, it looks more like downtown Ljubljana than forest. And she vented her disappointment with one shopkeeper, and he just got a far off look in his face. I said, you don't see Vrindavan with the eyes. You see Vrindavan with the heart. And at that moment, her heart opened up, and she was actually able to enter into Vrindavan. It's not a question of buying a ticket. You have a Slovenian airline? What's it called?
Adria
Airways. And that's you buy a ticket on Adria Airways and take a taxi to Braj. Our only... Because Braj is not part of this material world. It is non-different from the Golok. It's not in India, it's not in UP, it's not in in this world at all. But you have, our only qualification at all to enter in Vrindavan is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada made Vrindavan accessible to all of us. So Prabhupada was talking about Brahmandagat. And there's some controversy whether, because Krishna is telling that they, because the Kapur boys, they divide in two teams and they play. Just like I'm sure when you were young, you used to make different teams and play different games. Like now, everybody all day long talking about Rio games. Nobody's talking about Krishna, talking about Rio games.
So Krishna said, Baldao's team lost, so they're upset, so they're making stories to you, so that I'll get in trouble. So that's Krishna's version. Baldao's version is Krishna was eating clay. So I use this example, because we were saying this Braj is not part of the material world. It's such a special place. As you may or may not know, Krishna was wandering all around this Braj barefoot. This dust of Braj is so auspicious because it's mixed with the lotus foot dust of Sri Krishna. That's when you go there, you'll see all the sadhus and devotees, they go barefoot, hoping that maybe there's a little speck of dust that touch Krishna's foot and I'll step on it. I'll become purified. Udar ho jayega. So one reason it's so auspicious is that Krishna was walking barefoot with Balaram. Krishna and Balaram were walking barefoot all over this place. But also, this Vrindavan, there's no tears like it anywhere in the world. In the universe, rather, I should say. Because actually we can find other places where Lord was walking barefoot. It's like we know Lord Ram, he went to Chitrakoot and Dandakaranya. He was also walking barefoot. In Brijbhasa we say, Chitrakuka Ram Raj Vrindavan Ki Dool Urd Mastak Lag Kesa Pap Hoi Dur. Chitrakuka Ram Raj. Raj means dust. Like you know Raja, but this was a short A, Raj. Raj means dust. Chitrakuka Ram Raj. Ram was walking on that dust with his bare feet. And Lakshman also, Goddess Sita also. Chitrakuka Ram Raj Vrindavan Ki Dool. Maybe you heard of Braja Duli. Duli means dust. So Chitrakuka Ram Raj Vrindavan Ki Dool Urd Mastak. Mastak means this forehead. You put it on your forehead and sab pap hoi dur. You know pap? Coca-Cola 7-Up. No, pap means sin. So pap hui dur. Just like Prabhuji just mentioned this word dur. That Lord is far away and he's close. Dur. Tadejati said, what is that?
Tadure tadvan.
Tadure. He's dur. He's far away. Just like there's one forest of Braj, it's so far away, it's called the Durban. It's so far away, it's in South Africa. And also the prickham of that forest. So pap hui dur. You put that dust from Ram, that Ramraj, or you put that Vrindavan Ki Dool on your forehead, all your sins will go very far away. It's very special dust. So we may find many places where Lord was walking barefoot. But Vrindavan is such a place, Lord was eating the dust of that place. Now we may have some doubt about this pastime of Brahmandagat, whether Balaram's telling the truth or Krishna's telling the truth. But there's another pastime where there's no doubt. Because we remember one time Lord Brahma, he stole all the cowherd boys and calves. First of all, the cowherd boys, they found a nice place on the bank of the Jamuna to take prasad. And while they were taking prasad, sometimes one cowherd boy, he would take a bite of his laddu, and he, oh, Kaneya, just see what nice laddu my Maya made. And Krishna would take that laddu and eat it. And Krishna would take a bite of his laddu. He said, just see what Mother Yasoda made. Did they train us like that in the Bhakta program, that you take a bite and you give to your friend? So Lord Brahma, he was confused. He saw this going on. He said, you know, this is very low-class behavior. This is actually Bhagavan, or this is some Gwalka Banahui Bhagavan. This is a Bhagavan made up by the cowherd boys. So he decided to test. So he stole away all the calves first. It was this time the boys were herding the calves. They were Batsapal. Batsa means calf, just like you heard the word Vatsaliras. Because even a small child will address it as Vats. Because as soon as you see a small child, then Vatsaliras comes at you. As soon as you see calf, then automatically you feel some special feeling in your heart. So just same feeling you see when you see young person. So anyone younger than us will address Vats. So they were Vatsapals. They weren't Gopals yet. They were Vatsapals. So Brahma stole all the calves. Then the boys looked up and they didn't see the calves anywhere. And what happened? Krishna said, don't worry, you continue eating. I'll go find the calves. Can you imagine how Krishna loves his devotees so much? Can you imagine your Guru Maharaj coming here? He needs a glass of water. See, yeah, go get it, Maharaj. We'll sit here and eat. You go get a glass of water. Will we do like that? We'll all run to bring a glass of water. Krishna, don't worry, you guys eat. I'll go find the calves. Just imagine, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's telling the calves, don't disturb your eating, I will go find the calves. So then he went off to look for the calves. Then Brahma took the opportunity to steal all the boys. And Krishna came back. Now there's no calves, there's no boys either. Then he thought, uh-oh, if I go back home without the boys and the calves, I'm going to get in big trouble. So then Krishna expanded himself as all the calves and cowherd boys. Exactly the way those calves were, whatever colors they had, some of the calves were white, some of them were reddish, some of them were spotted, some of them were black, some of them were golden color. Some of them had little spots, some had big spots, some had tilak on their forehead, some had stars on their forehead. Whatever way those calves were, he became exactly like those calves. And whatever way the cowherd boys, whatever their color, whatever their mannerisms, whatever their clothes, whatever their, however they wore their hair, or whatever little mannerisms they had, just like some people always there, you see them going, so Krishna, he also became like that. Every cowherd boy was Krishna himself and every calf was Krishna himself. Then he went back to Braj. And nobody understood that this wasn't their... The cows didn't understand this wasn't their calf. And the calf, and the mothers and fathers couldn't understand this wasn't their son. Now this is very amazing because Krishna must have imitated even the smell, because we see cows, they're always pointing their nose here and there, you know, as soon as you come. If you go to our goshala, we have special ladus that you can feed the cows, you know. So immediately they come with their nose. Any ladu is here? So the cows, they can smell, they know what their calf smell like. They immediately recognize their calf by the smell, by not only just by sight. But the cows, they couldn't recognize, this is not my calf. And I don't know how many mothers are here, but can you imagine not being able to recognize your own child? Tell me. Can you imagine you can't recognize your own child? Krishna was so expert, even the mothers couldn't recognize that that's not their child. So this whole thing went on for 1 year. And actually this pastime happened on Balaram Purnima. Because that day they killed Agasura. But when the cowherd boys went home, they didn't talk. Usually they talk, well, Krishna did this, Krishna did that, Kaneya did this, Kaneya did that, Baldao did this. They didn't talk about it for 1 year. And just so happened that particular day, Balaram wasn't there, as described, because it was his birthday, so his mother Rohini kept him home for some special ceremonies. So we know this Agasura pastime happened on Balaram Purnima. So then one day, we know that Krishna and the cowherd boys, they were at the foot of Govardhan Hill playing. And the cowherd men and their with the cows, they were on top of Govardhan Hill because Govardhan Hill is so nice, juicy grasses for the cows. And suddenly the cows looked down and they saw their calves. Now this is 1 year. Almost 1 year afterwards. Now they already have other calves. Those calves are eating grass now. They're not drinking milk from their mother. They're drinking grass. They're eating grass now. But those cows just went... And they ran down the hill with their legs forward and backwards and together and forwards and backwards and together. Milk bag was going ka-choon, ka-choon, ka-choon. And all the cowherd men went, oh no, now there's no milk. The cows will drink all the milk. Just like sometimes at Brindakund, the pujari comes, he says, somehow the calf got loose last night. And in the morning, she drank all the milk, so there's no milk to make offering for Vrindadevi today. And they ran down the hill. They were very angry. But as soon as they got to the bottom of the hill, they saw their children. And they just forgot everything. They picked up their child. They were smelling their head and just caressing them. And Baldao was watching all this, and he said, what's going on here? Then he took Kaneya behind a tree. He said, first I thought these were all very pious demigods or very pious souls that had taken birth as cowherd boys. But looks like they're all you. Krishna is so powerful. Even Dauji, even Balaram, he couldn't understand what Krishna had done. And he got some idea, something's going on. And Krishna explained to him. So again, it was Balaram Purnima. Because Brahma, he went away. For him, it was one moment. But on the earth, whole year went by. Actually, one pundit in Vrindavan, he told me, from some Purana, it describes how when Brahma stole all the cowherd boys and calves, actually, Sanatana Goswami describes it, Brahma was fooled. Those were Maya calves and cows that he took. The real cows were kept somewhere else by Krishna's mystic power. But anyway, Krishna immediately went to Brahmaloka and took the form of Lord Brahma, and he told everybody that this bogus Brahma is coming. Don't let him come. So the real Brahma came, and everybody chased him away. Because Krishna was worried, because in Brahmaloka there's a different time schedule. And if Brahma gets there, just like you know, as soon as you go to the office of your temple president, big sign is there, meeting going on, do not disturb. And if Brahma gets involved in a meeting... There's a great sage named Murphy in America. He says a meeting is an event where minutes are kept and hours are lost. I don't know how you're going to translate that, but it only works in English. And if hours go on, then the whole Leela will get disturbed. So Krishna told all the residents, there's this bogus Brahma coming, don't let him come. So he had to come back very quickly. But that quickly was 1 year. And Balaram again wasn't there. So anyway, then of course Brahma, he saw that they were expanded unlimitedly and billions of living entities were dancing and singing around them and they all had forearm Vishnu forms and so many things. But the point was that those calves, other thing we want to say, is that before this incident, everybody in Braj loved Krishna more than their own child. Now this is very interesting. We all love children, but we love our own child more than we love others' child. But everybody in Braj began to love their own children the same way they used to love Krishna. So anyway, the point was that those calves, as gradually as they grew up, they stopped drinking milk, they began to eat grass. This Vrindavan Dham is such a place that the Lord was even eating the grass of Vrindavan Dham. There's no tirth like that anywhere. You'll never find a tirth where Lord was eating the grass of that place. The grass is growing in the ground and calves, they're very greedy. They will pull it up by the roots. And always on top of the grass, some dust must be there. It's growing in the ground, so dust must be there. For 6 to 8 months, Krishna was eating the dust. You may have doubt about that pastime, but in this pastime, Krishna was eating the dust of Vrindavan for 6 to 8 months. There's no tirth like that anywhere in the whole universe. Sri Vrindavan Dham ki. So anyway, tomorrow we're celebrating Balaram Purnima. Sometimes we say Jayanti, but I read one article by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He says Jayanti refers to the particular arrangement of stars at the time of Krishna's appearance. We can't say Nisringa Jayanti, Balaram Jayanti. Nowadays it becomes fashion. You go to India, they have Nehru Jayanti and Gandhi Jayanti. Everywhere they become a Jayanti. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says Jayanti can only be used for Krishna. So this is Balaram's appearance. And it is the Purnima of the month of Shravan, or in our Vaishnava calendar, month of Sridhar. Now why are we and actually that Tithi has already started. It's already Purnima today. Sometime today it started. But we follow a lunar calendar. Every time the moon moves 12 degrees, that's one Tithi. And moon moves in a funny way. It's not 24 hours. Sometimes it could be 26, 28 hours before it splits apart. That's why they're a little bit funny from the solar year. But that day where the Tithi at sunrise is Purnima, that day we mark as Purnima. Because I see even my smartphone is telling me today is full moon. But it actually is. But when the sun rises and sees that the Tithi is Purnima, then that day we consider as Purnima. Now why in this Shravan Purnima, this Sridhar Purnima? Because if you live in Braj for a while, you'll find out that all the Brijbasis, they celebrate Balaram's appearance day on the Sasti, sixth day, just before Ashtami, Radhashtami. You'll find all over Braj, they're having big festivals. Now, Krishna was born on the dark Ashtami of the next month is called Bhadra Rishikesh. So he was born on the dark Ashtami, and Radhashtami comes on 15 days later on the light half. So that would make Krishna older, first of all. Because he's born on this Ashtami and Balaram is born on the other one. Either that, or we have to consider that Balaram is 1 year and 15 days older. Or 13 days. So Jiva Goswami, he discusses in Gopal Champu, why as Gaudiya Vaishnavas we're celebrating on the Purnima. And he gives so much evidence. Because Brijbasis rely on Garga Samhita, which says Rohini, Swati Nakshatra. But Balaram Purnima is Shravan, so it's in that is Shravan Nakshatra. So he says, we read in Srimad Bhagavatam that both of the boys, they had their name-giving ceremony together. Isn't it? We read that in Srimad Bhagavatam. We read how they both began to crawl together. They both began to take their first steps together. They began to herd the cows to get calves together, then later the cows together. So Jiva Goswami says if Balaram was 1 year and someday 1 year older than Krishna, then how is it he wasn't for 1 year he wasn't walking at all. We see after a few months, the children, they start crawling. Then even before 1 year, they're already walking. So he was just lying around waiting for Krishna to become 1 year old for him to walk. So they must have been very close. So they both had their name-giving ceremony together. They both took their first step together. They both had their grain ceremony together. Everything was together. So using very, very many evidences from the Shastra, Jiva Goswami establishes why on this particular Purnima we're celebrating the appearance of Balaram. He appears just 8 days before Krishna's. Krishna's next month is Bhadra. On the Bhadrapad Krishnastami, Krishnastami day, Krishna Astami, Krishnastami day, then Krishna will appear. So this is all the reasons why we're celebrating as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, following our great Acharya Sri Jiva Goswami. We're celebrating the Balaram Purnima on this particular day. Now, one time, Radha Govinda Maharaj, he gave class for us on Janmashtami in English. Because ordinarily, probably now in Vrindavan, his Pravachan, his lectures are going on. Because usually he gives nice 8 days of katha before. So maybe going on or maybe about to start. But anyway, on Janmashtami morning, that's all in Hindi. He decided to be merciful to us. He gave lecture in English. And he described how one Vaishnava wrote in his book, because we know that before that Balaram was the seventh garb, seventh embryo of Devaki, seventh pregnancy of Devaki. So there in the Bhagavatam, Krishna says, "Hey Badri, O auspicious one." Because when Guru gives us some order, Krishna gives some order, he also gives the energy to carry out that order, the Shakti to be able to carry out that order. So he's going to ask Yogamaya to do a very heavy thing. So he says, "Hey Badri, O auspicious one." Because he's going to ask her to take that embryo that's in the womb of Rohini, who's none other than Mahasankarshan, who holds up all the universes. She has to carry him from Mathura across the Jamuna to Gokul. Rohini is staying and put him in the womb of Rohini. How can I do that? Krishna, "Hey Badri," Krishna gives the energy. When Guru gives order, he gives the Shakti to carry out that order. So, "Hey Badri." And then he tells her that he will be known because he will be very strong. He will be known as Balabhadra. And because he will give pleasure to all the residents, all his relatives, he will be known as Ram. And because he will be not only give pleasure and be very strong, therefore both together he will be Balaram. So this Vaishnava discusses that sometimes we may have some doubt. Because we have heard that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Balaram's coming as the older brother. So we may have some doubt who's actually the Supreme. So Krishna did it this way. Krishna gave Balaram all the names. Because when child is born, who gives the name? Some senior person, the grandfather, auntie, uncle, or at least the parents, they're in a superior position. The superior person gives the names for the child. So just so you won't have any doubts, although Balaram's appearing first, Krishna, he gave all the names, just to show he's the Supreme Personality of God. Ete chansa kala kutsa, Krishna stu bhagavan. So I am. Balaram is his first expansion. So he told us this little detail. I can't remember the name of that Vaishnava or his book, but he told us this wonderful little detail. So Balaram, Prabhupada explains, he's the first expansion of Krishna. We know that Krishna has unlimited expansions. Lord Brahma says somebody may one day be able to count all the atoms in the universe, but no one will be able to count the expansions of Sri Krishna. So we can't, it's inconceivable. But the very first of the expansions is Balaram. And Prabhupada explains the difference. Balaram, there's a few differences. Balaram is white, Krishna is black like a monsoon cloud, and Balaram has different weapons. We know he has the plow and the We say club. Tomorrow we'll describe what it actually is. We in Hindi we say mushal, but there's no word, so we just say club. So he has different weapons and different colors. So somebody may ask, why he's appearing as the older brother? And you may remember in Ram Avatar, Balaram, he appeared as Lakshman, younger brother. And as the younger brother, he always had to follow the orders of his older brother. In our old Vedic society, it was very, very regulated. So many rules and regulations are there. And the younger brothers, in order to keep peace in the family, they have to follow the older brothers. So we saw that Lakshman, he always had to follow whatever was Lord Rama's desire. Just like the minute he heard that Lord Ram wasn't going to be the king, that Bharat was going to be installed on the throne, he was very angry. He was already ready to even fight with his father. And Lord Ram said, no, our father has told that I will go to the forest. Our father has told. Because Indian children, they're very obedient to father and mother. So Lord Ram is showing, my father has told, I will go to the forest. And Lakshman, he's so upset. But Lord Ram, calm down. Then, one time, every time he was getting frustrated, being the younger brother. We know that Marichi made a form of a golden deer. And Lord Ram said, you stay here, I will go. He wanted to go with Lord Ram. But Lord said, you stay here. He has to follow. Finally, at the very end of the whole Leela, they fought this big battle with Ravana. Finally, they brought Sita from the Ashok forest. And she's coming in a palanquin. And Lord Ram told Lakshman, you stop the palanquin and have Sita come here walking. And he looked at his brother. Why should Goddess Sita, the mother of the whole universe, why should she come walking? She should come on a palanquin. But Lord Ram was thinking, all these monkey warriors, they fought so hard, they gave up their lives for me, and they fought so hard, they should also get darshan of Sita. So he said, you stop the palanquin and you bring her here before me. But he's older brother, he has to do it. He doesn't want to do it, but he has to do it. So then, he stopped the palanquin, he got Sita out of the palanquin and brought her before Lord Ram. Then Lord Ram said, all right, you may think that we fought this battle just to get you back as our wife. But actually, we fought this battle for the glory of the Raghu dynasty, that nobody can push us around like this. Now you have stayed with our enemy for so long, we do not know what is your condition. You may go wherever you like. And Sita said, why didn't you tell them that me from the beginning? I would have just immediately left my body by my own will. Why all this bloodshed and biting and everything? Why didn't you tell me that from the beginning? Ram didn't say a word. Then she looked at Lakshman. She said, Lakshman, this is all due to my offenses to you. And Lakshman, his ears are burning. How he had committed offense to Sita? What offense I have done? No, I offended you so many times. And that now I'm getting the result of all those offenses. Just like I remember the first night that I arrived in Ayodhya after being married with Lord Ram, in my father's village in... what is it? My mind went blank. Mathila. We arrived in Ayodhya and Lord Ram was sitting on the balcony. And I was waiting to serve him. And you were also sitting there waiting to carry out any order of Lord Ram. In so many ways, I hinted to you, you can leave now. I'm here. And you stood your ground. Finally, I just outright told you, look, now I'm here to serve Lord Ram. You can go. And Lakshman, he looked at Lord Ram. Now Lord Ram's in trouble. If he takes Sita's side, he's in big trouble. If he takes Lakshman's side, he's also in big trouble. Because Lakshman said, look, I've been serving you from my very life, from my very birth, rather. I've been serving you from my very birth. Whatever you want, I've been serving you my very life. Now this person comes along, and just one day to the next, my service is finished? What is this? And Sita said, I accepted Lord Ram as my Lord and Master before the fire, before the demigods, before the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. And I left my father's house because now I will serve Lord Ram. So Ram's in big trouble now. He says, all right, I can't answer this question. We will call Guru Vasishtha tomorrow. So next day, Guru Vasishtha came and Lord Ram says, my dear Guru Maharaj, I have a problem that only you can solve. And Vasishtha Muni said, you're solving the problems of everybody in the whole world. What problem is there that you can't solve that I can solve? He said, no, you're Guru. You're impartial. In this particular problem, I will be taken as partial whichever way I go. Only you can give the answer. So, Lakshman said, all right, I have been, from my very birth, I have not known anything other than the service of Lord Ram. Whatever desire he has, I immediately fulfill that desire. I have been serving him from my very birth. So how is it that one day to the next, this person comes along and she wants to take away my service? This is injustice. And then Vasishtha looked at Sita and said, I left my father's house before the fire, before the devas, before the Brahmins, before the Vaishnavas, before everyone. I promised that I will become the maidservant of Lord Ram for the rest of my life. And I left my father's house on that plea. So I have the right to serve Lord Ram. So Vasishtha Muni, he thought for a minute. He said, actually, you both have the right of service. When Lord Ram is in the court or anywhere outside, then Lakshman has the right to serve him. And as soon as he enters into the palace, then Sita has the right to serve him. So, although Vasishtha Muni gave a just decision, I knew you weren't happy. So that was first offense. Second offense, when Lord Ram went chasing after the deer, and then suddenly we heard a voice. Actually, I should know that nothing harm can happen to my Ram. But I came frightened. I told you to go. And you said, no, Lord Ram has told me to stay here. What can happen to Lord Ram? This is some magic of Then I said, oh, just see, you were waiting to find me alone so you can enjoy me. That's why you don't want to go help Ram. Lakshman's ears were burning. He couldn't tolerate that, so he left Sita and went into the... He broke his promise to his brother. So that was another offense. In this way, I've offended you so many times. And now I'm reaping the results. So you do one thing for me. I want you to make a funeral pyre and set me on that pyre and set it afire. And if I've actually been true to my Lord, then that fire will become like ice and cool down. And Lakshman looked at Ram. Ram is sitting with a very grave face. He doesn't say a word. And Lakshman said, what is this? How is this possible? How can I... He has to follow the order of his brother. Because Lord Ram, he wanted to show that a king has to be above suspicion. Not like we see the politicians today doing all types of nonsense things. Even finally they get caught doing most abominable types of things. And still they continue as king or president or whatever. But Lord Ram wanted to show the ideal king has to be show an ideal example, not a rascal example. So he wants to show the whole world that Sita is pure, not that he just took her back like that. So Lakshman, it was against every atom of his being, but he collected the wood somehow or other. He stacked up the wood. He got it all ready. Somehow his body was just going, but his heart wasn't in it. It was against every atom of his being. And he set the last piece of wood on the pyre. He said, all right, this incarnation I came as the younger brother. But next incarnation, I'm coming as the older brother. Then he'll have to follow everything I say. And I won't have to follow him. He made this vow. And then we know Sita stood on the fire. Balaram set it on fire. And immediately Agni came out of the fire and said, Sita is true to her Lord. She is unpolluted. And then everybody, joyful reunion, and Lord Ram went back to Ayodhya with Sita and Ram and Lakshman and Hanuman. All went back to Ayodhya together. So therefore, because Lord Balaram, he made this, in his form as Lakshman, he made this vow, I will come as the older brother, therefore he's appearing as the older brother. And we see even in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, although Lord Nityananda is not actual brother of Mahaprabhu, he's elder and he accepts Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his younger brother. And I'm sure in Kalki avatar, if Balaram also has to appear in that avatar, he'll also come as older brother. But still, this Krishna was so tricky. This Krishna was so tricky. We see, just like Lord Balaram, he wanted to marry Subhadra with, who is it? Duryodhan. So Krishna made some sort of pastime that Arjun kidnapped her. And Balaram, he's ready to chase after him and kill Arjun. But Krishna said to him, thou, who's holding, because they're fleeing away on the chariot. He said, thou, who's holding the reins of the chariot? And thou looked, he saw Subhadra's holding the reins. You know, if she didn't want to go, why is she driving the horses? Oh, Kaniya! And in the battle of Kurukshetra, we also saw Baldao, he's actually partial to Duryodhan somehow or another. But he didn't want to take part, and he's the older brother. There's no way Krishna can get him to take part, so he went on pilgrimage instead. In so many ways, Krishna always got his way, even though Lord Balaram was the older brother. Except for that one, then he went on pilgrimage. Nobody could stop him. So this is why Balaram is appearing as the older brother, even though Krishna is the Ete Chanja Kala Punsa, Krishna is two Bhagavans. He is the supreme most personality of Godhead. And Balaram, he actually is Adi Guru. He represents Guru Tattva. So we must get the mercy of Balaram to get the mercy of Krishna. The same way as he appeared as Lord Nityananda. And we see as Lord Nityananda, he's even more merciful than Lord Chaitanya. We don't have time to tell that whole Jagai Madai pastime, but you know Lord Nityananda saved. So, and we'll save more for tomorrow. And how long are we supposed to go? Eight.
I have a question.
Yes.
My question is, sometimes Krishna acts exemplary. He says, I have to set the example in the third chapter of Gita. But sometimes he acts in scandalous ways. So it seems that they're at cross purposes. His different, he's exemplary, but he's also scandalous. So how can we reconcile those two things?
Well, Braj is a very, very special place. Even Lord Brahma, he got confused.
And my name is a name for Brahma, Brahma told me.
Huh?
And my name is a name for Brahma, so I'm confused too.
So we see in Braj things that we don't see outside of Braj. Outside of Braj, Krishna is very exemplary. Everything he does is perfect. But Braj, just like Lord Brahma, couldn't understand how Krishna is biting his laddu and giving to his friend. But then Lord Brahma, he thought, what a fool I was. I met one very old, he must have been 80-something years old, Brahmin in Mathura. Most of the Brahmins in Mathura are Chaturvedis, but in Brijbasa we call Chobe. So he was old Chobe, who had done a lot of research on Krishna's pastimes. And he told me that after this pastime, Brahma was thinking, what a fool I was. Krishna was taking a bite of his laddu and handing it to his friend. Every day we offer the bhog to the Lord. Anybody ever saw the Lord eat? You have your little Radha Krishna or Gopalji at home. You offer every day. Anybody ever saw Krishna eat? We never saw. How do you know it's Mahaprasad? Because Prabhupada told us, you put the tosi leaf, you say the prayer and offer it like this, and Krishna accepts just by your offering. We have faith in our Guru Maharaj, we have faith in Prabhupada, we do like that, but we never saw our deities eating. The cowherd boys, they're seeing Krishna taking a bite of that laddu. That's the real Maha Prasad. That's the real Maha. We saw before the eyes Krishna taking bite. So Brahma thought, what a fool I was. But he's Brahma, the engineer of the universe. How he's going to come before Krishna and say, give me a bit in laddu, you know? So just by the side of Manasi Ganga, there's a place called Brahmakund. So this old Chobe told me what happened. One day at Govardhan, Krishna and Balaram and all the cowherd boys were having a feast. A little picnic. So Lord Brahma, he knows after the feast they'll have to come wash their hands, and this little body of this little kund is there. He'll wash his hands in that kund. So he decided to become a little fish. That when he washes his hand in the kund, then I'll get those remnants that come off of his fingers. Real Maha Prasad. But Krishna's in everyone's heart. He knows what you're thinking. He knew what Lord Brahma was thinking. So he came to that Brahma kund. With his clean hand, he took water and over the dirt he washed it. Because Braj is a very special place where there's things that go on that can't go on anywhere else. Just like cowherd boys, they're climbing on Krishna's back. Now, if somebody climbed on Lord Chaitanya's back here, we'll immediately take a stick and beat him at the temple, you know. So even Lord Brahma was bewildered by Braj. It's not conceivable. It is the topmost place in the universe where everything is covered with Madhurya. It is the most obvious. The greatest Aishwarya is there in Braj. But it is completely covered with Madhurya Ras. It's incomprehensible. Radha and Krishna's pastimes we cannot comprehend. But Prabhupada has given us the hint. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, I believe it's the fifth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was either written by Rupa Goswami or Swarupa Damodar, I can't remember just now. Radha Krishna Panaya Vikatir Ladini Shaktir Asmad. Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvipara Dehabedam Gatoto. Chaitanya Kam Aduna Tadvayam Chaikyamatam. Radha Bhava Duti Savalikam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Radha Krishna Pranaya. Prabhupada explains Pranaya means loving pastimes between young boys and young girls. But this is not ordinary. Radha Krishna Pranaya, Ladini Shakti Rasmat. It is manifestation of Krishna's own Ladini Shakti. It's described Krishna's very being is known as Swarup Shakti. That is his very existence. And that has three divisions. One is Sandini Shakti, by which everything exists. One is Sambit Shakti, like you know Bid. Bid comes from Vidya, this comes from this root Vit. Sambit Shakti, by which knowledge exists. And Ladini Shakti, by which pleasure. This is all within Krishna. Not like us. We're running here and there trying to find something out here or find some relation that's going to bring happiness in here. Everything's within Krishna. He doesn't have to do that. Om Purnamaha Purnamidam Purna Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishta. He's perfect and complete. There can't be any question of lust because everything is there within Krishna. So this is not ordinary thing. Just like you're lucky when you go on the train in India, you don't know what everybody's reading. They're reading one magazine called Manohar Kanya, Enchanting Stories, all about love stories. Not like that thing. This Bollywood cinema, all love stories. Not like that. Ladini Shakti is manifested in Krishna's own Ladini Shakti. And it tells a secret thing. Ek Atmanav Api. Ek Atmanav. They are one soul. Rani Krishna are not two. They're one. One soul. Deha Bedam. We know Deha means body. And we're studying this Chintya Beda Bed. Bed means to divide. They have divided into one soul in two forms. Radha and Krishna, there's no question of anything illicit between Radha and Krishna because they're one. They're one. There's no question of illicit. They perform their pastimes in parakiya bhav because that is the most exciting. Just like the Hindi poets, they say the stolen mango tastes sweeter. In India, a lot of people have mango tree right growing in their backyard. But if you sneak in someone else's yard and steal a mango, that's much nicer. Just like one time we went to Javat, which is the birthplace of this Parakiya Bhav, because that's where Radharani's so-called husband Abhimanyu lives and her mother-in-law Jatila and sister-in-law Kutila. And you have to understand these names. Jatila, just like if you've been to India, you've seen the sadhus, they have this hair all piled on top of their heads, all twisted and turred with mud and tree sap and like that, you know. And now we see the ladies going like this. But I stayed in Braj for too long. I got big shock. I went to Indraduna Maharaj's Woodstock festival one time. I saw even the girls have hair like this. But anyway, this is called Jata. So now you can understand Jatila. Her brain is like that, all twisted. So she's Jatila. And Kutila, just like we know one verse, Yajantihi Su Medasa. So Su means very good. Those who have good intelligence, they will worship Lord Chaitanya with this. Sankirtan. Yagyai Sankirtana Praya. Yajantihi Su Medasa. But ku, if you put ku in the front, that means crooked. So that's Kutila. Her brain is crooked. And Jatila's brain is twisted. So she stays there. This is where it's born. So one time we went to Javat. And we had all the Gurukul boys with us. And it was Kartik time. And I was thinking, how to get these young boys to understand this high elevated philosophy? So I told that on Diwali, which is the middle of Kartik, we'll all go up on the roof of the Gurukul and we'll shoot off rockets and fountains and firecrackers and bombs and so many things, and that's a lot of fun. And all the kids, yeah, that's a lot of fun. But if you sneak down the hall and put a bomb outside your teacher's door, that's much more exciting and much more fun. Ooh, all the teachers went, So because that illicit relation is much more exciting, you know, there's that risk of risking your whole name, risking your place in society, risking your everything. It's much more exciting, you know, Radha Krishna always doing so much. It's much increases the intensity. So Radha and Krishna perform their leelas in Parakiya Bhava, but there's no question of Parakiya Bhava for Radha. There's no question of Parakiya for Radha and Krishna. They're one. Is one soul performing pastimes in two forms. Deha bedam. How will we ever understand all this? Then he says, Chaitanya kam prakatam aduna tadvayam chaikyam aptam. So he says, Aduna. Aduna means modern times. Just like if you go to Delhi, you see all the shops. Adunik fashion. Modern fashion. So when Lord Brahma's day, we were talking about his moment was 1 year, so we can't imagine his day is so many millions of years. So 500 years is modern times. So Aduna, in this modern time, Prakatam, they have again appeared, but Tadvayam, you can understand, those two, Cha Ekyam Aptam, Chaikyam Aptam, Cha Ekyam Aptam, again have achieved oneness. Chaitanyakyam, that is known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, millions of years from now, we'll be able to understand this deep philosophy of Braja Prem. Then he gives some more secret information. He says, Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Krishna himself. Nomi Krishna Sarupam. I'm offering my obeisance to him. But Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam. He has decorated himself with Radharani's bhav and Radharani's luster. Duti means luster. Therefore we see Mahaprabhu's golden, like he's Gauranga. We know Radharani's Gauranga. He's Gauranga. He has taken that bhav of Radharani. And Radharani's so merciful. She's the most compassionate. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like sometimes we want to get something from our father, but our father is very stern. We're afraid to ask him. So what do? We go to the mother. Because the mothers are very expert at getting things from the fathers. Because she's very soft. So we go to our mother. So Radharani, she's that feminine aspect of the Lord. Very easily we can get something from Krishna if we approach Radharani. So he's taken on that merciful, that soft mood as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken on that soft Radha Bhav Aduti, the luster and bhav of Radharani. Therefore he's so merciful to the fallen souls, giving them this chanting of the holy name where they can one day understand this Braja Prem. Braja Prem is inconceivable. Krishna, as Prabhu said, he breaks all the rules and regulations of everything. But that's because God is not under the rules and regulations. He's supreme. And there's no question of breaking any of the rules because he's the one who makes the rules. And no question of illicit between Radha and Krishna because they're one. Shakti, Shakti, Man, they're one. So even just like the Brishbazis, what did they say? Rateja Radhe Radhe, Bajeja Radhe Radhe, Tirahe Jai Birapa, Rateja Radhe Radhe. Jo Braj Ki Akhat Prema, Na Jani Gyani Dhyani. That Braja Prem, that akat means unbelievable. Yo braj akata prema na jani. Jani means to know. Na jani, dhyani, yogis, or gyani. Na jani, gyani, dhyani. Joki brindavana ke nara ratija radhe radhe. So even the gyanis and yogis, they can't understand. They can't understand. Braja Prem is totally inconceivable. So therefore, Lord Ram, he's known as Maryada Purushottam. His whole life is completely exemplary. But Krishna is known as Leela Purushottam. He's Purushottam, he's a supreme person, but he's performing so many varieties of pastimes.
Chintya.
He's a Chintya.
Thank you. Someday I'll understand that answer.
Someday. I don't understand. I'm just repeating whatever I've heard. But I love the Najani, Gyani, Dhyani, Joke, Brindavan, Kinar. The ladies of Braj, Nara. Usually we say Nari, but Brijbhasa they can say Nara. The ladies of Braj, they understand more than the Gyanis and Jhanis. Najani, Gyani, Dhyani. Braj Vasa is so sweet.
It's a challenge to explain this to people. Just like you said that this Sarvabhauma met Gargamuni and Brahmananda in Pakistan.
Yeah.
Now, when they were in Pakistan, they were arrested, is what the story I heard. And, oh no, this was another time. Anyway, once a devotee, I think it was Kirtanananda, was arrested in Pakistan. And the police station, the police chief knew something of Krishna Lila, although he was Muslim, and he said, what kind of person are you worshipping? He's simply stealing. He's simply dancing with others' wives. So, I mean, there's something to that on one level, but then we're trying to preach. So, we can't even conceive of it. So,
the point is that we have to understand. Even in Navadvip, I got that one time. We were in Navadvip train station, and he said, "You know, your Krishna had so many sakis." So not even just the Christian, but even the so-called Hindus, they're also bewildered by this. Mm-hmm. But point is, we have to understand what is Patni. In Hindi, we say Dharam Patni. Patni means that within her heart, nobody else is there except her husband. That is real wife. Mm-hmm. She doesn't think of anybody else except her husband. So if we look into everybody's heart, who is there? Krishna. So he's the husband of everyone. If he comes out to dance with his own wife, what is the difficulty? The question is not why Krishna is dancing with other people's wives. Why are you dancing with Krishna's wife?
Yeah, Kirtananda said to the police chief, yes, that's Krishna. He, you know, if we urinated on the floor, we'll be arrested. But Krishna doesn't. We worship him. Just see, isn't he wonderful? He just turned it around on him. And the guy was bewildered.
I heard that one, Lavi.
Where is it written, Prabhu, that sometimes we hear the greatest pastime of Krishna is to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls? Have you heard that? I've heard that. I don't know where.
I haven't heard that one.
Out of his compassion. And that's why it appears to be, you know, his lawlessness trumps, you know, his exemplariness. Like you say, Ram is the example, but Krishna, he seems to be tampering with that, you know, process of us going back, because we could misunderstand and try to imitate him doing something lawless. But that's the mystery of Braj, huh? Who is it, Jiva Goswami?
Jnani Yangi's Brahma. Everybody gets bewildered by Braj today.
I think this is Jiva Goswami. It says, unless we accept that Krishna has a chintya shakti, we can't understand. Any more questions that are inconceivable? The answer. So the only difference is that Krishna is white, we hear, or Balaram is white and Krishna is dark. And we also hear that Vishnu has 94% of Krishna's qualities. So does Balaram have all the qualities of Krishna? Is he like Vishnu?
I haven't heard a discussion of that, but it must be.
Because Balaram...
Yeah, Balaram also plays the flute, so...
And he has gopis. And
why Krishna Balaram temple, Balaram was offered the peacock feather? Is there any pastime?
I don't know.
In Vrindavan, we see that Balaram is also offered the peacock feather.
And why did Balaram favor Duryodhana, this villain number one of all time? Is there any explanation?
He went for pilgrimage. But he came back on the day when Bhima and Duryodhana both were having the fight. And after the fight, because Bhima has the vow that he's going to break his
thigh.
And so Krishna reminded him of that, because his whole body was immortal by Gandhari. So except that part. So Krishna reminded him and he broke that thigh, but it was against the law of the club fight. So Balaram, he became very angry and he wanted to kill Bhima because of that offense, because he broke the rule. And somehow or other, Krishna again managed to tell and trick him, saying that no, this was his vow, that he's going to kill all the sons of Dhritarashtra, and this was the only way he could be killed.
And Krishna gave him the hint.
Krishna gave the hint. That was for Jarasandha, yes.
Oh, that was Jarasandha. Didn't he also for?
Because Jarasandha, who was attacking Mathura, 17.
No, but also he gave the hint.
Yeah, for Duryodhana.
That time he just.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For Jarasandha, he just took a piece of grass like that and he gave the hint.
When Draupadi was getting inserted in the Sabha, that time I think Duryodhana, sit over here. That time Bhima promised that I'm going to break that.
Yeah. Mike?
Would you like to sing some Rishabhasi bhajan?
All right, well, I was telling how in Braj, since Balaram is the older brother, he's known as Dhao or Dhaoji. And Krishna, he's known as Kaneya, he's the little brother. So there's a very beautiful bhajan with both of their names in it. We have mridanga player. Prabhuji is from? Mridangawala? Can't say?
No, probably.
You're from where?
I'm from Netherlands.
And oh, so from Suriname.
Yes.
So probably originally Bihari, huh? Or you don't know. At home they speak Hindi.
A little bit.
But you don't speak any. A little bit. Tora Tora. Kanam Prabhuji?
Jagannath.
Jagannath. Wow, all right. Par karenge nayare bajo Krishna Kaneya. Par karenge nayare bajo Krishna Kaneya. Par means to cross over. Par means to cross over. Just like if you go to Delhi, now Delhi is expanded on the other side of the Jamuna. They call that Delhi Jamuna Par. The Delhi that's across the Jamuna. So Par Karenge Nayare. Naya means the boatman. Par Karenge Nayare. Bhaja Krishna Kane. And how is our boatman going to get us across this ocean of material existence? By singing the name of Krishna Kaneya. Par karenge nayare bajo Krishna Kaneya.
Par Kaneya
nayare bajo Krishna Kaneya. Par karenge nayare bajo Krishna Kaneya. Par karenge nayare bajo Krishna Kaneya. Krishna Kaneya Daujika Daujika Bhaiya. Krishna Kaneya Daujika Bhaiya. Krishna Kaneya Daujika Bhaiya.
Krishna Kaneya
Par karenge nayare bajo Krishna Kaneya. Par karenge nayare bajo Krishna Kaneya. Par karenge nayare bajo Krishna Kaneya.
Krishna Kanhaiya Dauri Kabaiya
Krishna Kanhaiya
Krishna Kanhaiya Dauri Kabaiya Bansuri Bajaiya Krishna Bansuri Bajaya Krishna Kanhaiya Makana Churaiya Makana Churaiya Giri Baruteya Giri Maruteya Gaya Charaya
Kanhaiya
Gaya Charaya
Kanhaiya
Rasa Rajaya
Kanhaiya
Rasa Rajaya
Kanhaiya
Markarenge Naiya Revajo Krishna Kanhaiya Par karenge Naiya Revajo Krishna Kanhaiya Naiya Revajo Krishna Kanhaiya Krishna Kanhaiya Dauji Kabaiya
Krishna Kanhaiya
Dauji Kabaiya
Bansuri Bajaiya
Hello, Krishna Kanhaiya Lal Ki.
Sharp. Because now in Vrindavan, you don't even hear the peacocks in Krishna Balaram Mandir. Oh. That used to be the sign. We come to Vrindavan and we go to sleep in the guest house and all night long. Because peacocks, they have very, very bad night vision. So in the nighttime, you'll see they all go up in the trees. In the evening, you'll see them all going up in the trees. These are the big tall trees, there'll be peacocks everywhere. And they're great watchers. They have keen sense of hearing. So as soon as they hear something, they begin to call. And as soon as one calls, then they all begin to call. So all night long, you're sleeping in your guest house room, wherever it is, and all night long, you're... But now, unless you live very way on the edge of Vrindavan, just like some of you know my old driver, Geek Govind, his house is right on the edge of Vrindavan, they still hear peacocks. We used to see them even dancing on top of MBT. But now there's so much development around even MBT, they don't come anymore. And instead of hearing all these nice things in Vrindavan, now we hear...
beep, 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 beep,
But if you stay at Vrindakun early in the morning, before even the sun rises, even before light begins to appear in the sky, just before dawn, all the peacocks begin to call. And the Brijbasis, they say the peacock is calling, Meg, you may know, means cloud. Just like we're discussing Ramlila. So Ramlila, there was one Meganath. So Mega means cloud. And I think you can figure out owl. What do you say in Slovenian? Come. What do you say, cloud?
Obla.
Obla, almost like Russian. All right. Oblaka. All right. Oblak. Oblak pretty. Oblak pretty.
Megao.
Because they start especially crying when it gets hot. It gets up to, we have seen even 50 degrees living in, more than 50 degrees we've seen in Vrindavan. So then the peacocks are crying for the clouds to come.
Megao! Megao! I'm look pretty! I'm look pretty!
But that devotee, Achyuta Prabhu, who built the Vrindakun temple, he's from a particular place in America. He says all the peacocks are calling,
New York! New York! New York!
He's from New York?
Yeah. After a little bit of light comes in the sky, there's a bird in Braj. He's double the size of a crow, and he has... reddish brown wings, almost like this color, but a little, not exactly. He has reddish brown wings. And they hop along the ground and in low bushes like that. But early in the morning, as soon as light, the peacocks start before the light, as soon as light comes, then you hear the sound. And maybe you even heard it in Mayapur, because Mayapur gets warmer before Vrindavan. And during the cold season, even we don't hear the peacocks, even in cold season, anywhere. And most of the birds stop, except Krishna's, Vrindadevi's parents, they talk all the time. But most of the birds become quiet. But you might have heard in Mayapur festival outside your window early in the morning.
Yeah, oh, it's a bird.
But they're all singing out of time. They're not at all synchronized at all. So it sounds like you're in Outer Limits or something. Then, right at 4 o'clock, that's my alarm clock in Brindukun, right outside is a neem tree growing all the way up to the second floor of my little bhajan kutir. And this kokila comes. And right at 4 o'clock he starts. You also heard this in Mayapur. Because Vrindavan starts much later. It gets warmer in Mayapur first. You heard it in Mayapur?
I think so.
They start out low. I can't do it now. Then they go higher. Then they go higher. Then they start over. Then they have another song. Then they have another one. And their most famous one is very difficult to imitate, but it goes something. You heard that in Mayapur, huh? That's the kokila. But you'll never see the kokila. You'll hear him, but they hide, especially in Mayapur, they like to hide in the bakul tree, because bakul tree has very thick foliage. But when you finally see the kokila, you'll be very disappointed. The Hindi poets, they say, this Bhagwan has got no brain. He has made the peacock with so beautiful feathers. Exquisitely beautiful feathers. And his voice is just a squawk. And this kokila, he has such a sweet, beautiful voice, and he's black as a crow. He's a little bit smaller than a crow. In fact, the female kokilas, the ladies will get a kick out of this, they go inside the crow's nest and lay the eggs, and business is done. And the baby kokilas, they cry louder than the baby crow, so they get most of the nourishment. So that's the kokila. In fact, Radharani in one song is called Kokila Veni. Her voice is just as sweet as the kokila. Then there's another bird. He's got a nice black jacket and starched white shirt. And he wanders around the edge of the kund with his tail going like this as he walks. And then he'll sit in one corner of the kund and he goes... But if two of them are walking around the kund and they meet each other, that sound is almost inimitable. Quack, 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 quack. In fact, in the summertime, there's one neem tree that's leaning over the kund right near the temple. So the kokilas, they come, this bird is called Jalmurgi, waterfowl. So they come in that neem trees where they can see the altar. And when we sing Gaur Aarti, Kiva Jayo Jaya Gaura Chand, then immediately, quack, 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 quack. One time, one devotee who used to serve in the welcome center in Vrindavan, he came to stay with me at Brindukun one time. And we started the Gaur Aarti, and all of a sudden he ran to the side of the temple and was looking toward the road. I thought maybe some dacoits were attacking him. What's going on? You know, he just poof. And I said, what's the matter? He said, they're singing. They're singing. You think I just tell stories? I'm just making up stories. No, they're singing. Even sometimes the kokilas are. Then there's a bird, I'm sure it's here in Slovenia also, because we just as we were leaving Zagreb, there's this little gray dove, you know, the sister of the pigeon, the little gray dove. Galita? Garlita. Garlitsa. Garlitsa. And they sing, Radhe Sham. Radhe Sham. You've heard this in Ljubljana also, huh? Radhe Sham. Radhe Sham. Especially when we go to a place called Mansarovar. It's so amazing, so beautiful, natural place. Radhe Sham. But as soon as Gorpurnima comes, it gets a little hot. In the springtime, they change their tune. Sri Gorantanandabal. Sri Gorantanandabal. Sri Gorantanandabal. Then there's a bird. Prabhupada translates as Franklin Partridge. He runs along the ground. You'll see these little birds running along the ground. Sometimes, right season, you'll see all the little babies running behind. And Brijbasis, they call them teeter. Because all day long they're running along the ground. At night, like the peacocks, they go up in the tree. And as soon as morning comes, they begin singing.
I'm coming down, I'm coming down, I'm coming down, I'm coming down.
And as far as my research has gone, this bird is the sister of the chakora. Nobody's ever shown me a chakora bird, but from Google and so many research, the chakora is a type of, is the relative of this particular teeter, this Franklin Partridge. But till today, nobody showed me a chakora. Then there's another bird. He looks like your typical water bird with the long spindly legs, you know, very tall. And he's white with a little bit of black and you know, his head is very tall. And that one they call tetera. In Brijbasa we call tetera. In English we call killdeer because that's what his sound is like that. Killdeer! 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 So in English we call it killdeer, but the Brijbasa they call it tetera. They hear tetera, tetera. So they call it tetera. And the Brijbasis say about this bird, if she will lay her eggs on high ground, because they lay their eggs on the ground, but if high ground, then there's going to be lots of rain that year. And if she lays her eggs on low ground, there's going to be drought that year. So they must have laid their eggs on high ground. We were getting all the reports from it now, big floods going on. Jamuna's, you can see real Jamuna finally. But they're a bird have I missed.
In South India, there was a bird that I used to hear every morning. It sounded like a drunk, like, I can't do the sound. But it was like a long call, and it was like a staggering drunk. Did you ever hear of any drunken birds? Yeah, it was South India. It sounded like a sailor staggering back home after a bender, you know.
Speaking of sailors, that reminds me. Because my mother, she never would allow me in the house with Dodi and Kurta. And her line always was, I don't mind, but what will the neighbors think? So after she died, I went for his funeral, you know, and then I was seeing my brother off. He was going back up to Northern California. My brother lives in Southern California. And the guy next door, you remember Sky King?
Kirby Grant.
Yeah, he used to play as, you know, some supporting role in Sky King. You guys probably don't know. Now you know how old we are. There was a TV serial with a guy who drove a plane, flew up a plane, called Sky King. Anyway. So he was like 75 years old.
The plane was Songbird.
Songbird, that's right. So he was a 75-year-old guy who worked in the film and, you know, the TV industry his whole life. So he pulled out of his driveway. He started down the street. He slammed the car in reverse. He came back, and he looked at me and said, I bet you're from India. And my brother said, yeah, this is my older brother, his mom's oldest son. I said, really? I went to India one time. I really liked that place. We were in the Navy, you know. And we went down to Perth, and from Perth we sailed to Bombay. And I'm going to have to come and talk to you. I really liked India. Then he came over. When was World War II?
39 to 45.
You know?
41 to 45 America.
So many, more than 60 years ago. Well, that time it was about, you know, because it was about 12 years since my brother died. So that was like 60 years ago. He had the photocopied sheets of the instructions that they had given them when they went on shore. You know, you're representing the U.S., United States of America. You have to be on your best behavior. Don't drink till after dark. And don't look at the women. It's considered an insult. Oh. He kept this. He brought it over, you know. And he was talking to me. And he said, it was fascinating. I thought it was a fascinating place. I really enjoyed it so much. And he had that sheet with the instructions, you know, for the sailors. And then he says, you know, I bet you can use this over there. You know better what to do with it than me. And he pulled out a $100 bill and gave it to me. So now I know what my neighbors think about me wearing a dhoti and a kurta. Then he called me on the phone. He said, there's an Indian movie on Channel 11 tonight.
Oh, no.
Then he brought over, if anybody remembers, record players. Now you know how old we are. He brought over, it was a CD player that had a record player also. It somehow was a combination type of thing. And he had this record of some Indian flute playing. So he brought that over just to let me hear that. And after playing the record and talking for some time, he handed me another $100 bill. So I used that for my mother's, because somehow my mother was cremated, and I begged my brothers and sisters for a portion of the ashes, and I was able to put my mother's ashes in the Jamuna, and for the feast I used the $200 along with some other donations I collected for the feast for my mother. Mm. But anyway, now I know what my mother's neighbors think about me wearing a dhoti and kurta. So I go everywhere except for certain places like Dubai and and Singapore. I always go in dhoti kurta. What do you call parrots?
Papagai.
Oh, that's also in. In Brazil, that's what in Portuguese is papagaio. Okay, it's getting late, so we'll end here. Puno wala.
Okay. Thank you.
Sweet Haudi Maharaj Ki Jai.
It's Grace Dina Vanda Prabhu Ki Jai.
Prabhupada ki jai.
Oh, Prabhupada ki jai. Oh, Prabhupada ki jai. Oh, Prabhupada ki jai.